like honestly. I came in with my ex, like
Selena, the flex. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Non-Fungible Podcast. I am Nate Digital. Today we got Crypto Crier, Yabba Deluxe, and FUD behind the glass. What is up, fellas? How are we doing?
Doing good.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
What's up,
man?
What's up, man?
You know what? All of you guys have been...
Take me to dinner.
All you guys have been busy doing shit. We got Crier going on road trips. FUD's going to Disney every day of his life. Bless his heart.
Crier's retired now. He's retired. He's made so much money shitcoin and he can afford to go on road trips.
Let me get to Yabba. And we got Yabba has a pulled neck because this man has been in the gym.
Gym, bro.
There's no Yabba. Yeah, man. I mean, first time back. First day out.
Back, pulls his neck.
I pulled something.
First day out. I went too hard, man. What do you want to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, shout out.
Getting big.
Shout out to anyone that goes to the gym. So, all right. So we have two main things that we got to talk about tonight. Do we want to talk BRC20s or do we want to talk about people sending other random people ETH for no reason whatsoever? We're going to talk both, but what are we hitting first? Because
I was about to say, get you a podcast host that can do both, man.
Hey, we're going to hit both. Well, okay. Here's the thing. I wanted to talk BRC20s. But every time I hop on Twitter, there's someone sending someone some ETH. We got Pauly. We got the dude getting an iPhone.
Borovic.
I mean,
Borovic.
We even had Pauly. Something that Benz. I believe Crier may have.
Benz, obviously. The
Crier, did you?
Jared from Subway. Oh, the fake Jared from Subway's got a pre-sale going on Twitter. I mean, who doesn't have a pre-sale going on Twitter right
Cancer
now?
Cancer chick.
We need a pre-sale going on Twitter.
You ain't doing it if you don't have a pre-sale on Twitter.
Dude, I mean, but what do we think about that, man? I mean, for me, like, Pauly was this guy, like, obviously you felt one way or the other about him. I didn't really know him before other than hopping in a couple of spaces and knowing him from what he did with the BAYC type deal, how he got caught up into that. When he started calling Pepe and he started hosting those spaces, it kind of gave me a little different perspective on him. And I was like, man, this, you know, this dude's solid.
Good perspective, a better perspective.
Yeah, it was a good perspective, man. I mean, he was really taught. He was preaching in those spaces, man. I mean, to all the NFT motherfuckers out here that have been rugged, if you've been let down, you know, he was giving a real good sermon, man. I mean, that's why he got so many people there. Well, I mean, we were hyped and we were like, yo.
When he's talking about your own bags, when he was holding the church service, when all the minions have Pepe.
Yeah, man, we were all there for our bags. I saw you in there, Nate. I saw you come to sermon one day.
I haven't been in a little bit. Even there. I haven't been to confession lately.
You haven't been to church, man. Where you been at, bro? I'm at the
I'm sure it grows in there every day.
Yeah. Deacon Yabo and Grow was in there. Yeah, man. But I mean, all that to say is that, you know, he did all this. He talked. And one of the other things you really like about Pauly is he never cuts any influencers a break. He slams them and takes every opportunity to slam them, to slam Bored Ape Yacht Club. I mean, it's just a beat down in this.
He doesn't know when
to
hit the brakes, man. Like,
no breaks. Yeah. No breaks, Pauly.
Not a big fan.
But I mean, Crier, you have your particular opinion on him. But I first of all, I didn't see you in the spaces.
Yeah, I know. I made it to one and I was like, this is fucking awful, and then I left.
You didn't make it to
I really don't like most spaces though, to be honest.
Yeah. But regardless,
I don't like the fucking nonsense spaces.
For him to get on this, you know, which is his thing, is like, you send me ETH and you get nothing. I don't know what it's about.
It's gonna be a token.
Maybe
called
it is
nothing.
Like, you really,
it was a
really,
I think it's a shit maybe. Post that the worst case scenario is people send me a bunch of ETH
and they get nothing for it, right? I mean, I think he has an out. Well, one way or the other.
What's he at now? How many people sent him ETH? Do we have a wallet someone checker?
Said, I mean, lots.
200,000 earlier.
700,000.
But I think I heard somebody say 700. I don't know.
And I mean, to Pauly's point, he put the gift that said you get nothing in return. So I mean, that's legal binding contract. We all know that. So
he is up to 409 ETH or $780,000.
Almost a million.
It's okay.
Dollars,
they're so all going to get dropped. You know, Pauly coin, right? Like, that's what's going to happen.
I'm sure it's going to be token.
Who knows, man?
And then he's going to be saying Pepe's back to the alt-right shit, right? He's going to sell his Pepe.
Switch. Instantly.
Flip-flop.
I'm interested to see what he does. I mean, he was the last person I would expect to get on this train, but he got on it for whatever reason. We'll
Alan
see.
Carroll's maybe out there trying to get a diving board.
Does he have his Ethan dress up?
Now that's a better cause, in my opinion. I mean,
I would definitely rather send him money than for a diving board.
Are you serious?
100%.
Send me money, Cryer.
Are you kidding me?
I'll put my Ethan dress up. I got some stuff.
I know what's gonna happen when I send you money.
Even to Alan's point,
it's gone.
Yeah, I'm going ape. You know, like, I mean, but I'm gonna flip it, bro.
We gotta check down Alan's wallet because I mean, even to his point, like, you know, it was
people
a shit
did
post,
say they sent. Oh, people already definitely sent him money.
Yeah, it's like he probably fucking got like a couple ETH out of it, just, you know. Oh, just for fun. Let me send him $100 for funnies.
People were like, I sent you 10 ducks, bro, or sent 10 bucks. I mean, that's all, it doesn't really take.
Well, I saw Anubis
much.
Was like sending everyone grand. His art that posted it. So shout out to Anubis.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, this is the new meta, man. I mean, it's between that and BRC20. For getting into pre-sale for BRC20s.
It's not NFTs. You know, it's BRC20s.
It's definitely
fucking sending ETH for
and shitcoins
for iPhones.
Still.
Is it shitcoins?
Took a week off and now
I mean, should we do a Pepe
these are all
check
coins,
here?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying
nothing is shitcoin. Well, nothing would be a shitcoin. Ben.
Ben.
ETH, that's
Psyop,
a
loyal
and a
Ben coin. And all, yeah. I mean, they're not worth anything. They're just, it's a meme. People,
meme
yeah,
tokens.
I mean, it's dude, just like all the other ones.
Is Ben trolling? Like, not a BitBoy.
Of course,
is BitBoy trolling. Like,
and he's great.
Like, what the fuck? I mean, it's
no
trolling
idea.
What?
Well, I mean, I guess Ben on his third coin. It's,
$10 million has been sent to the Ben.eth that he just buys shit with now. Like, he just like buying Nakamigos. He bought like a bunch of whatever Miladies, I think 200 ETH worth of Miladies.
Hey, I'm sure it's going to the DAO. Okay,
he said that there was personal.
Whatever, it's going to the DAO.
I mean, I mean, whatever. People send people money. It's fine.
Who did it
the first time, they're up like 5x. So,
yeah. I mean, it's Web3. You do what you do. This is the thing. You have self-custody. You have full control over your wallet and how you spend your money. It just kind of sucks to be in this space. And, you know, 2 years ago, we were talking about, oh, this is going to revolutionize the world. You know, this is the new way of financial business. And then you have this. This is what we have, bro. This is what
we've
degraded
we've it into?
Ourselves.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, we've gone from like the tech to now is post your, if you have a following, post your ETH address and just
and
wait
get
for
a kayak
and release. Yeah, release.
I mean,
release.
I think that's
coin.
The. I mean, this happens like every time. I feel like every like bear market, the people who are burned left. The people who were in it for the tech probably just don't show up for a while, and the people are the degenerate gamblers are like, yeah.
Or the people that are here for the tech, they are here, but they're just not tweeting their ass off.
They're yeah,
not
they're like doing stuff.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They're not.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're working.
Mm-hmm. They're doing
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I'm here for the tech. Man.
I'm here for the tech, bruh.
He said that so enthusiastically.
I'm in it for the tech.
I'm here for the
but,
fucking
I mean,
tech.
There was
man.
A bunch. Of, I mean,
to my credit, I have not given a dime of ETH to anybody that's posted their wallet in a pre-sale.
I wish I could give you credit.
Except for the love token. I did.
Like, I wish
that.
I could give
free,
you
though.
So much credit for that, but it's like,
yeah, that was free.
I fucking hope no one on this panel would send any ETH to any of these random addresses. Like, we might have to get Red Sox guy in here. You know,
send
he's
20 ETH,
bro. Furious.
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear his monologue on how it's
just
completely
just check the last.
We'd do a pre-sale and just call it Red Sox guy coin, and then fucking,
yeah.
He have no choice but to shill.
Yeah. Call it Red Sox. Yeah.
But
called the Celtics win coin.
Okay. Wasn't there one of the pre-sales that was supposedly going towards like a cancer patient? And did Cryer not actually
speaking of random people sending random
it's an
people
NFT.
Money.
Not
okay.
A pre-sale.
Is it pixelated penguins?
Yeah, pixelated penguins. Yeah.
Okay.
I bought like 10 like early. I didn't end up selling.
Car's like, I 50X'd and sold the
wait,
top.
Crier,
so.
Wait, Crier.
No, I didn't
wait,
sell
Crier,
I
wait, Crier,
if
back
bad.
It up. Back if it it's, up. It's, there's a story. There's a story behind this because it just came out allegedly that whoever did that represented themselves as a cancer patient. It was a she, I believe. And it came out just recently that she didn't have cancer. Now, I don't know if those claims are can be verified or confirmed or whatever, but apparently this is another grift. Apparently we haven't had a lot of those lately and we need some more. So enter the pixelated penguins.
Damn.
Yeah.
And Crier buys those.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ape's heart. But I mean, has anybody heard of that? I mean, like, what's the real story? Was it Hope Exists?
Yeah, Hope Exists.
That was
I haven't heard the rug story. I heard the initial story, so I'm going to see here.
Yeah, but I heard it's not true. That's basically what I heard.
Let me see. We're looking
like somebody called them.
Didn't she already rug?
Who's allegedly
she deleted the account.
Yeah.
The Hope Exists account.
Yeah, it looks like it went to 0.075 three times over the span of an hour between 6:30 and 7:30, and then right now it's 0.0026.
Ooh. Wait till Asia wakes up, bro. Asia is about to wake up.
So it's 98%.
China's waking up, baby. China's waking up. Just a few more hours.
Then wait till Europe.
Get that floor right back where it needs to be so Crier can sell his bags.
Yeah, Crier somehow still.
I got suckered. I got suckered on that one.
Crier's down so bad. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's the mint was 0.0069. So it's not. I think that's. I paid like 0.01, so we'll see. I mean,
how much in volume did they do?
Quite a bit. It was like 200 ETH.
Royalties, though. If it's 10% royalties, then she probably got, you know.
I think it was five.
Five. Well,
still. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's a rug. They got the mint. They got 10K. Yeah. They got 10K at 0.0069. So that's 69.
I'm sure all of the money went towards the cancer treatment. It's okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway,
yeah, of course it did. Moving on.
Yeah, speaking of generational wealth,
some, man.
yeah, but aren't you a BRC20? I was gonna say holder.
I am, man. I am a maxi now. I've completely, you know, cooled on ETH,
sir.
I've completely cooled on all these other.
Are you a sub 100,000 scriber or what is it? A sub 10,000
inscription. 100K inscription.
Yeah, actually, I am.
Actually, you know what?
Now that you mentioned it, I am. I am a sub 100 inscription holder.
I think that's the most useless and arbitrary thing I've ever heard.
Hey, look, it might be, but 10 years from now, when it's like 100 billion inscriptions, you're going to be like, damn.
Going to be like, damn, who cares? It's the whole point of a blockchain.
You have no. It's going to be, we got provenance, Crier.
Are you number one? Are you number 69?
Game first or last, bud?
I'm like,
doesn't matter.
I'm sub 30, bro.
888.
I'm sub 30. Okay.
That's it. That's all that matters. Boom. Those are the numbers that matter.
I mean, bro. Because, I mean, what it is not only does that matter, I got two things working in my favor. For one, it's inscription numbers, which are low, which I think that might be something because with Bitcoin, like with ETH, it's infinite. You can mint infinite NFTs with Bitcoin. It's not. There's only so many transactions.
Is that because there's only
NFTs
so many Bitcoin
that can ever exist?
Is it because there's only a limited amount?
Yeah, because you can inscribe them on sets, you know? So, and it gets more and more expensive to inscribe these things. So, I mean, it actually costs a lot of money to inscribe a collection. It's like, I think somebody ran the numbers for me the other day. It was $37 per picture, I think. So it's not cheap. So the people that are spending these money, so it's going to ward off a lot of scammers. There's a cost to play to enter the game. You got to put up money before you get money.
Yeah.
And that's going to limit the people that come on and try and just grift you. And I like it because, you know, on Bitcoin, the picture is permanent versus on ETH, it's a pointer. Like you're pointing to a file on the internet somewhere else. Like it's a contract that holds like the
I mean, depends
the
if it's
URL.
On chain or not. I mean, most
of them
aren't.
Yeah, it depends
on
if it's on chain, but most of them aren't on chain. I mean, you can get the on chain ones
before you buy it.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But you know, not when I first got in. When I first got in, I was like, "Oh shit, this is permanent. Like this can never
I
be
really
erased.
Like it."
Then I started going through and seeing people having shit on the Google Drives.
Yeah, I like the one of one artists. I did the inscriptions in like February. I really like the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it's super valuable for PFP collections. I think the value there.
I mean, it's permanent.
Yeah. So. So what?
I mean, from an art perspective, so like, you know, you got collections that probably won't change their metadata. Like it does lend or it doesn't lend to flexibility. I'll give you that. Like sometimes you might want to change your.
That's why I said one of one artists and images. Art collectors.
Yeah. Okay. For that. For digital artifacts. Yeah.
Things that need some art contracts, communities, DAOs. Like what's the.
Yeah.
I see ETH as being much more useful.
Yeah, for that
crazy limited,
I do
on the Bitcoin side.
But sometimes that's perfect. I mean, it's so simple that you know you can't do anything with anything other than put a picture on there, trade that picture. Sometimes maybe that's all you want, you know, with a PFP collection.
So, what's your goal with your Bitcoin Punk?
I did to hold it to the moon to hold it till it's 30 Bitcoin. That's what I want
to
do. Like when it's
to leave
it 30 Bitcoin,
then I'll
just pass it along to the next person that wants to hold it. Yeah.
Have you gotten into any other BRCs?
But that's not a BRC20.
Oh, really?
That's an ordinal. But the BRC20s are coins, and I did get into OXBT, which is the big name out
Wait,
there.
Wait, we got.
I finally found out.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't know that ordinals and fucking. I didn't know there was even a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
See, I'm
man.
Not the maxi,
there's levels
bro.
To this
I'm trying
shit.
To learn, bro.
There's levels to this. Well, let old Yabo teach you.
All right, gather around the fire.
Go ahead, Cryer. No, I mean, what you got?
Ordinals is just a way to number every single Satoshi that ever exists. Mm-hmm. So 21 trillion of them will ever exist. So essentially, you can take a single Satoshi and then put a picture on it. You have to pay the gas, all mining fees. It's high cost. There is permanence. That's the value of the ordinal system.
Immutability.
So that's the second standard is the BRC20, which is similar to how we have it for like 1155s, is how I would picture a BRC20. Actually, because you have it in like units more so. You have like you have 5,000 OBXT tokens.
Yep. You sell them in blocks. You sell
it's
them
not
in tranches.
A single token.
Yeah.
And like 5,000 are written to a single Satoshi, essentially.
Yeah.
But
you can sell them. You can break once you buy a $5,000 block, you can break it down and inscribe them, I guess, on a different Satoshi and say, "All right,
well, you
these
have to
are
pay
worth
for
1,000."
One,
yeah,
you have to. They're broken into blocks.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
exactly.
not how
you
it
can't
is
sell
for
them like
ERC-20s for real.
Yeah,
they're not fully exactly. fungible, so they're like a hybrid, which is kind of like how it is with ERC-20s, right? So, I mean, sorry, 1155s, but
yeah.
I think the idea, I much prefer the BRC20 aspect versus the ordinals aspect personally. Except for the 101 art. I think a lot of the NFT kind of stuff is the same thing that happens with regular NFTs. Like
you're going to have a lot of trash.
It's going to be a ton of trash.
A lot of trash.
And again, I think it's really cool for like, you know, like the D-Gods did a really, really good job. On it.
Yeah. I like theirs a lot.
Even though Yuga, I think, did a bad job with the whole 12, what was it? 12, whatever.
I forgot the name of it. That collection.
Exactly. It was trash. The idea of that collection I thought was super cool though. Like, cause it's single art. If Art Blocks had done it, I think it would have been much better. You know, like
it looked very art blocky. That's for sure.
I mean, it looked all right. I thought it looked bad. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the idea of the provenance and like that stuff for a single artist, I think, is huge. I think it's a really good job. But having the ability to now have like a ICO type function to Bitcoin is fucking huge, I think. That's exactly what's kind of happening with the BRC20s. I think they're going to be massive, just the same way that ERC20s are incredibly massive. Because don't like actual Bitcoin people don't like Ethereum. They have a ton of money. Like the people, the whales of Bitcoin.
It's the billionaires chain.
Yeah,
it's
100%. The people chain. That the whales billionaires chain are
versus the billionaires. Right?
Do they care about BRC20s though?
This is the problem. This is the problem. I think the maxis don't move their tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah. The maxis don't move their Bitcoin.
There's a better chance of them moving and buying a BRC20 than they are like selling it for ETH and doing it on there, I think, personally.
They really have to warm up to this, though. I mean, because they think all of this shit is stupid, and it probably is. My thing is with the BRC20s is how they got a lot of stuff going on. Like, I was trying to read, like, you know, find research on, like, what OXBT does, and there's really nothing but faith in the founder. Like, Bitcoin. You know, it's some redacted thing.
I don't like
that
part of it, but I think, like, in the future of it, the idea of it will be used well. In the future,
yeah, I mean, somebody will. I mean, but I think it's people like BitGod that are going to drive that space, right? I mean, if they have intentions and are good intentions and are smart, they'll find a way to make it valuable. I'm hoping, at least. So that's why, you know, I took a couple shots at a couple tokens that I think are going to be pretty cool. So it's cool to see that the development and the excitement is back on Bitcoin,
yeah.
Which is the big kahuna. When it comes to these.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when like Ordinals first started in February. I downloaded the core for Bitcoin and was actually like, shit, like I can do stuff. That's cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. I like that idea. Like, I definitely think that's actually bringing some attention back to it. I mean, Bitcoin's original. Yeah. I think it has a lot of value. But I just think all the influencer bullshit right now is just everything that's being produced right now is pretty much shit.
Yeah.
Is my thought process.
Except OXBT. Stop footing my bags.
Stop footing my bags.
Stop footing my fucking bags, Cryer.
All right. So
OXBT is the real.
What does it even stand for? What does OBXT stand for?
Original Bitcoin, because BTX, XBT was the original. So come on,
come
man.
Come on, bro.
Give me a drop, Nate. Give me a drop.
Got you, bro.
All right.
There we go.
So what does that mean? Give me the breakdown of what the purpose of this token is.
Okay, provenance.
Yeah, here we go.
We have provenance. Okay. This is original XBT. There's no other coin with that.
I just feel like influencers tell you that earlier inscriptions matter, and so they can sell them to you.
That's, you know, exactly what bags Yaba has when you listen to the show.
Oh yeah. And it's different every week.
I mean, everybody knows, like, with collections, like, you know, the Superman number one comic is very, very important.
You know? Point.
So, I mean, you get a Superman number one, it's important. So you get a BRC number 24,568.
Same thing.
My point.
Like my
punk.
Exactly. And, that's why I said 169,420 are important.
Out of millions, okay? So,
all right, can I ask a dumb question?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's say old Nate, he doesn't have any Bitcoin. He wants to get into some BRC20s. Am I just creating a Bitcoin wallet? And then once I create my wallet, but what are we looking at, bro? Like, what?
It's so much easier than it was before, and Cryer can attest 100%. To that. Like, you were saying that you downloaded a node, you had to get Skrill wallet. Now. We were, if you remember when it first came out, you know, you had people, we were trading Bitcoin NFTs on ETH. That's how crazy it was, right? So, but exactly, spreadsheet trading out. But the level of advancement is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the level of advancement is crazy now, or innovation, because they now have three different wallets you can download. You got Xverse, you got Ordinal Wallet, and you got Unisat. Unisat is the wallet to where it's the BRC20 wallet, in my opinion, because they actually host the marketplace for the BRC20s. At least that's the only place that I guess you can get it on Ordi too, but the biggest marketplace is Unisat. So you set up your Unisat wallet and it works just like MetaMask. It's a browser extension. You go in there, you load it with Bitcoin, and then you're off to the races to buy whatever you want to buy. And if you want to buy Ordinals, the NFT Bitcoins, I believe right now, from my experience, Magic Eden is the best place to do it. And shout out to Magic Eden for actually
crushing it,
taking advantage of that opportunity, because I think they're a great site. I think they're better than
they're one of the best.
Yeah. They're
sure.
better than most probably. Right. I mean, as
their
far
analytics
as
analytics are great. Yeah, for sure.
The UI UX,
They like actually put out stuff that people want. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, we put out this Blend lending platform so you all can pay us a fuck ton more money.
Nah, fuck that. We want Bitcoin NFTs, okay? And they delivered it, man. They're the only people that are delivering it. Hopefully they just keep eating and maintain that market share, because now people are, I'm sure, super active on Magic Eating. And I like that because I like Magic Eating.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of, I haven't been on Blur forever. Has anybody else been on Blur?
No. Like,
Nate, you don't ever go on Blur. No. So
I've been using Pro.
I said no, bro.
Bruh.
Oh, you would go on Pro OpenSea Cry. Like nobody else uses that either.
It's Gem. I like Gem has been like my favorite period since this has started with all the aggregator shit.
Yeah, Cryer just want to be counterculture.
How about the frame wallet that I've always recommended liked the Oilers. To you? I like to try out.
That's cool,
though.
That is cool. That's right. No, that is cool. I got to give you shots. Frame. Shout out to Frame Wallet. Right. Frame.sh. Is this an ad? All
right. All right.
You've turned it into an ad.
This one's for Yaba.
Pay us.
All right.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we'll send them an invoice later, but they're a great wallet, by the way.
Yaba, what is this fucking orange background BRC20 I keep seeing? And is it Jenny? And yeah. I need
Twitter?
It?
Oh, it's. You're talking about the little square on
yes,
Twitter?
Yes, the orange.
Oh, yeah. First off, you got to have a Bitcoin ordinal. Nah, it's just marketing, man. It's branding. I think BitGuy started that. So now it's a perfect way to
you can take your regular NFT, put a bat orange background on it. Bam. Yeah.
And, you know, I was in a couple spaces the other day, and somebody was like, you're not coming up on stage unless you have an orange background in your PFP. Yeah. There's already a community forming. There's an exclusive community.
Hey, token gated. Mine's built in back orange.
My orange background. Yeah, you're already in there, Cryer. You're in.
Golden.
Pudgy penguin.
My Pengu is me.
Pengu BRC20.
That's right.
Yeah, shout out to those guys, man. So they're actually doing okay.
Yeah, but do you have any alpha?
Oh, with the toys, though. I mean, other than the toys, huh?
Do you have any BRC20 alpha? Like, what collection am I even looking at? Like,
buys bags.
I missed the Bitcoin punks, bro. Like, I can't. I'm not dropping.
Oh, you haven't missed them. They
went back down. They missed
them. They're down. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
What about
they're up? Then they're down.
Even the sub 100K scribe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give it time, man. I mean, the punks didn't take off, did they? Let them cook, bro. Let them cook.
Took a couple years for the punks to cook.
The punks didn't take right off the original crypto punks, so the BRC20 punks.
They got a 7,000th copy.
They're in the oven right now, okay? We got them in the oven, low and slow, baby. Low and slow. Wait till all this trash gets cleared out, and then the punks are going to rise, okay? But as far as additional alpha, I'm not really looking at too many more NFT collections. I got the Pingus, which I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool art and it was a low supply. The Bitcoin frogs, I shill FUD on the frogs and he didn't get them, but he could have made some money if he bought them when I shilled them.
Yeah. Man up, FUD. What the fuck, bro?
Shrugging his shoulders over.
Yeah,
there.
Well,
there's a lot of things you can make money on nowadays.
How dare you not buy the frogs on BRC20, FUD?
Yeah, come on,
yeah,
bro.
And that was a really reassuring, yeah.
But this is not just money, though, guys. This is
culture.
So
this is a movement.
Anytime you can flip.
I'll give you that one, yeah. But anytime you can make more Bitcoin.
Make more Bitcoin, you make more Bitcoin. I mean,
I bought some Bitcoin from my Pepe Gains.
See? Exactly. You're flipping into Bitcoin. Like, you want to flip into Bitcoin. That's why I like this chain better, because ultimately...
So you can swap to Bitcoin with your gains?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, hopefully I build up my...
More Bitcoin.
If I can get one Bitcoin this year off of all of my flips, I'll be a happy, happy camper.
We're pulling for you,
Yaba.
We'll check back.
We'll mark the date.
Check back in a couple months. Yeah,
I was full head of gray hair, gray beard.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm looking like Gandalf.
Can you send me some Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Shaking his can with a BRC20 in the bottom.
I will tell you, man, those numbers are, it's depressing because you get on there and you're like 0.004.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
300, like,
and that's like $1,000.
That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's nothing. But I mean, it's but it's a lot.
Yeah, you know, I can't.
Oh, I'll buy this for 0.004. It's I nothing.
Can't learn a new.
Then you start doing the math, yeah. and you're like, then you start doing the math.
Learn
like,
a new system.
Fuck, I just fucked myself. Can't. That's like $500.
I've already adapted to the ETH like, pricing. I can't.
That's right.
I can't do it.
You're like, dude, oh, that shit's 20.
Hey, when
yeah, so be careful. Be careful out there because it Bitcoin goes quick.
Hey, should we look ahead of the curve here? Like when Litecoin NFTs, should we just
those are already oh, definitely those.
Alrighty.
There's Monero ones like already, ordinals? Baby. Let's go. Mordinals.
Is Monero has ordinals yeah. too?
Any big one yeah, most people have
yeah, but that
off.
Look right there.
Yeah, I was like oh.
That was the look of an addict right there. Like, oh, you just re-up? Okay, I got you.
Okay, man.
Shit, you telling me something new, boy? I'm out.
Mix a swap to Litecoin.
My Mordinals, Maxi.
Oh shit.
You know, hey, look, I'll take a little dip in all of them, man. To be completely honest, I like Litecoin a lot. I think people are sleeping on Litecoin, but that to me is a Bitcoin.
Dude,
so for real.
Who's our boy Crayola on Twitter? That man tweets a Litecoin TA update every single day, and it's always a falling wedge. And it's the motherfucker will break out at some point,
man.
I will.
It breaks out all the time.
They're trying to break into the privacy
and then it goes
with a Nimblewimble. So
wait, he might have been posting the link.
I'll give him that.
But yeah,
he posts link. It's link. It's 100% link.
Yeah,
there are a lot of chain link maxis out there, man. There's so many chain link maxis.
Sergey, baby.
All right, before we get out of here,
he got heralded as a futter.
All right, we're gonna wrap up.
We got some news to talk about, though, Nate. Stop. You know, we got news to talk about.
What
man.
What news, Yava? What are you waiting
to news?
Here, I don't have like a news drop, but what do you got? What do you got for us? Thank you, Cryer.
Boom.
First of all, I don't know, Cryer. Do you know about Hong Kong?
Are you talking about the update, or are they gonna allow Bitcoin or crypto purchases on the first?
They're going to allow crypto purchases on the first in Hong Kong. But bigger than that, China is taking a different approach now to crypto, man.
Yeah.
They've released a white paper themselves saying that they're shifting their policy. So it was so funny, man, because you remember that, you know, China was always banning fucking Bitcoin, right? Yeah. It was always like China bans Bitcoin. Bitcoin would drop off the face
of the
earth.
Well, then it comes back.
Oh,
and then they unban it.
And then
it
comes back. And then
this is the unban and then it right here.
So, hey, is the bull market about to happen? Could be, man. But, you know, I think those are two important points to note. I think China is fucking with the U.S. because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to fuck with them. Just say,
Have
the U.S. government ban the crypto? Like, China. And then China's like, flip the script. Oh, it's psych. We accept it.
We've been mining it for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
So I think that's what they're doing, man. They're just playing, giving us the old okie doke here. Because they know, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to beat this technology.
I mean, you can't stop it.
In the future. Yeah. So
it's going to be a presidential debate about, I think it's going to be a topic for sure this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, four or five, I mean, they're all talking about it, either negative or positive. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a topic.
I mean,
which I think is good
for Biden here.
We need to compile all the crypto candidates, both sides.
That would be actually a good post, Nate. That would be a good Twitter thread.
I got you. JFK, Democrat.
DeSantis will be on the top.
Actually, we're working with Lobby 3, which we need to get 100%. Those guys again.
I agree.
So we need to figure out exactly. We could do that. Probably help them out with that as well. I need to hit those guys back up.
All right, so China is going to save crypto. What else hit your news wire there, Yaba?
Yeah, coming in hot with the news.
You know, I don't know if anybody's been keeping up with the Sam Bankman free case, but, you know.
Actually, I haven't.
His argument to dismiss cryptocurrency charges got dismissed, dubbed as meritless by the judge. So, I mean, basically what he did was he says, like, you know, you should drop all these charges against me. They have
I'm
no
a
merit,
good guy.
But the judge.
I'm
yeah,
a great guy.
Yeah. I didn't
I
mean
lost
$10 million. You know? Yeah, I lost money too, you know. I lost money too. But no, so that didn't fly. The judge is still going to, you know, hold him accountable. I mean, that's what happens
good.
When you
rug everybody.
Rug people for like $6 billion. But I don't know if on the flip side of that, though, the people that took over
said they were FTX able to cover a ton
in receivership said they were. I mean, maybe he has a point. You know, they were able to recover a ton of money and that they're thinking about launching FTX 2.0.
Bring it.
So
with the government.
Yeah.
Yes, gov. This will be the government exchange right there. This will be the one that everybody has to sign up for. It.
Yeah. FBI this has already XTX. Been
set. Is China pulling that shit too? Yeah. Like, hey, crypto, you know, come buy Bitcoin through our, you know, through yeah. our fucking, you know, on ramp.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Wait, we could track this shit. Holy shit! What are we? Let's go, oh. baby.
Oh. We have to talk about this before we get out of here, Nate. You're going to love this. And I think
Willie?
Yeah, man. 100% he's going to love it. Moonbirds. Did you hear about what Kevin Rose said against said about are comparing the Moonbirds price floor to his or to the apes?
No, but I saw some Moonbirds kerfuffle on Twitter today. So oh, yeah. What do you say?
Kevin Rose basically said he was like, you know, the Moonbirds dropped in ETH value, but the apes dropped in dollar value more than the Moonbirds dropped. So
that's a dumb tweet. He's got no like.
He didn't tweet it. He said it in his spaces. Yeah. He recorded it. And he got roasted for that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the Moonbirds come back. I wanted to see them kind of succeed. I don't know why.
He raised $75 million.
I used to want one, man. And even when they first came out, it was like, oh, man, it's all the VCs, man. What can go wrong? Like, it's, you know.
Well, that's what happened. Wrong. The
Kid
VC
dumped
went,
on, baby.
They went, man. Everybody is like
the proof
I
token.
Think, I don't know. I think there
was worth like 150 ETH, and now it's
yeah,
worth
they
like
were,
10.
They were over apes. Yeah.
I don't think there's any coming back for them, man. To be completely honest,
nah.
Gonna be a tall road, that's for sure. Mm. Yeah, man. Once you lose that public perception, man, it's tough.
Wait, hey, Cry, did you hear Peter Schiff?
Yeah, he's getting Bitcoins.
He's about to,
Bitcoin Ordinals.
He's about to drop an Ordinals connection.
Just gold
collection. And for you that don't know, Peter Schiff is a guy that hates fucking cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, he's like the largest. So, yeah, he sells paper gold to people at a 30%.
He's a gold bug, right?
30% markup. And then yeah. tell everyone in crypto that they're scammers.
Yeah. Yeah,
sounds about cool. right.
But he's for the space. In the Ordinals, so
I like that it's him and his son. His son is like the crypto maxi, and he shit on his dad all the time. It's great.
Well, this is bullish, as they say, for Bitcoin. This is bullish.
It only took like 2 weeks for Yabba to become a complete maxi. It's crazy.
Man, I've been looking for this. This is a light at the end of a long dark tunnel, man. I think this starts the bull run. Because it's gonna put a lot of pressure on Bitcoin. That price is gonna go up. It's gonna put a lot of buying pressure on Bitcoin, and we all know what happens when there's a lot of buying pressure on Bitcoin, right? It all spills over into the rest of the market, then ETH, then altcoins, then shitcoins. You don't want to know.
Right to my bag.
Cycle continues.
So these are so if I'm in on the but I, this time I'm getting in on the ground floor at Bitcoin on the big chain. So
if you don't have a with the big under 100k so inscription,
you can
don't
imagine
at me, bro.
Dollar, yeah, exactly. You can Stack imagine Bitcoin. The dollar signs in my eyes. Oh man, rip to him, man. We didn't, Nate. You're falling down, bro. We should have talked about
that's
that.
Not newsworthy.
I'm about to pull your plug. What?
It is newsworthy, man.
Why is that newsworthy?
That dude made. That dude was like the talk of Twitter for like a week. The only thing we talked about. Like, he is newsworthy.
Yieldosaurus got his ape stolen. Woo.
Oh.
But he bought it back.
We did miss that. Yeah, that was actually... So, yeah. All right. So, he got fished and literally, like, immediately right away dropped 100K on the same ape he got stolen, right? And then, like, bragged on Twitter?
Yeah. That how?
No, he didn't brag. He said he reported him to the FBI.
He was like, oh man, someone
like
stole my board ape. And then everyone's like, bro, you need to change your PFP. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck y'all, I bought it back for 100K, but I'm taking
Joke's
this guy
on you,
down.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, he took all of his ape he had earned and dumped it to buy it back. I'm just speculating here. But, you know, it's never fun when you have to just lose 100K. You know,
well,
for
lost 100K asset,
and he got two apes,
and then you lost 100K
he got two
buying
apes stolen.
It back.
Yeah, exactly. He got two apes stolen, by the way, I believe. So,
dude, he's an OG too. So,
terrible.
Yeah, fucking stay safe out there.
I mean, we saw him in Miami Art Basel, man. He seemed like a decent guy. You know, he just got caught up in the. But I'll let you. I only met him briefly, Nate. You were chilling with him hard. So I mean, that's your boy.
We're gonna have to edit Nate's this out.
Nate, that's Nate's boy. Yulvasaurus is Nate's boy. Austin, you heard it here first.
He had a party in Austin. He was very hospitable. He was very nice to us.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. So, all right, Yaba.
He's much better in person than is this.
Yaba, we're pulling your plug.
His Twitter persona.
Yeah. Pulling your mic on the news.
Yank him.
That was good shit, though. I appreciate that.
All right.
We did go a little over, but yeah, that was good stuff, boys. Yaba, you want to squeeze in any last questions here before we leave?
No, I'm good. I've gotten all my news out. I've got my talk out. My mic is regulated now, so yeah.
All right.
We don't do free speech around here.
We are good to go. Yeah, I got some news for some ordinals if you want to
give
me some ordinals.
Actually, you know what? The next time we hop on the pod, we'll see if any of us have a ordinal wallet, BRC20 wallet. So yeah. Well,
Unisat. Unisat, go to unisat.io. Don't go to the .com one. I was with the .com one and they were phishing my address. I was clicking on it like create wallet. I was like, shit, I can't create this, but they had a big box that says enter your seed phrase. And I was like,
that's a good
right
point.
About
make
those.
Sure you're on the right website, yeah. right.com, so, .io.
Please don't get phished, man. Oh, so my God. Yeah, it's .io, I believe.
And it's also
your phone user.
Please look it up.
Works really well too.
And it's also nonrefungible.tech, so check that out. That's our website. And yeah, but we're going to get out of here. So for Cryer, Yaba, Fudd, and myself, Nate Digital, we'll see you next week.
See ya. Peace. She know what she need, all her need, all she blessed.